title for my exhortation tonight. Do not be overcome by present conditions. Do not be overcome by present conditions. On the road we travel, and you that have heard me speak, you know I talk about that road we travel. On the road we travel during our probation, we may long for things that never come to fruition. We may have hoped for more men to accept Yahweh's word. We may have family and friends that we pray will learn to love the truth. We love Yahweh with all our hearts, and we long to see others rejoice in Him and exalt Him in a sincere and intelligent way. It saddens us to see the condition of the world and lack of respect for Yahweh and His will. I'm going to repeat that. It saddens us to see the condition of the world and lack of respect for Yahweh and His will. And if that is not so with us, we need to examine ourselves. We need to examine ourselves. We are also afflicted with our own inadequacies that cause our sight to grow dim and hands to become weak. Things of this life may drag us into a state of depression. It may bring to mind the gloom and darkness and that dreadful experience of Jonah in a storm-tossed sea. Turn to Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Jonah 2, 1 through 4. I've met some people that think this is a fairy tale. I don't think it is. Verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto Yahweh his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto Yahweh, and He heard me. He heard me. Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. And listen to this. Jonah says, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Think about that. stopped for a moment and focused on the comfort found in all this darkness that Jonah was in. It is somewhat negative at first glance. Negative. Jonah is crying out because he is in the midst of the seas in his present condition. Things are not pleasant at all. But the hope that is the vision of the temple, he allows him to recognize that comfort will be realized in the perfection of the kingdom of God. Remember this. Just the recognition of this is a help. We reconcile or restore ourselves, hopefully, to our present lot, enduring the hardness of the stormy seas by knowing that it is our present condition, but leaning on the confident anticipation of the land of promise at the end of the journey. The end of the journey. One more comforting thought. It does not displease Yahweh that we hunger and thirst even to the point of misery after righteousness. It does not displease Yahweh that we hunger and thirst to the point even of misery seeking righteousness. Blessed are ye that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for ye shall be filled. Think about that. To be desiring to be a righteous servant and not being able to attain that position. And then we make some progress. We make some progress in developing this righteousness that Yahweh wants us to know about. Blessed are ye that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled. You shall be filled. Finally, many of us are troubled and distressed by dissensions in the household of faith. Many of us have been plunged into deep grief, even unto tears. Beloved, think it not strange concerning this fiery trial? Why is it a fiery trial? Because it's our brothers and sisters we're having a problem with. That's why. It's difficult. It's hard. But it's nothing new. This is the modern form of a very ancient and frequent experience resulting from the mixing of different viewpoints brought together by the knowledge of the truth. Differing viewpoints. Keep that in your mind. Differing viewpoints. It is the result of sin nature in man, and it began in the garden. We must trust in God's wisdom in permitting the mixture of these elements. He has done so from the beginning, but he took care of that situation, didn't he? You remember the flood? It got so bad that he destroyed the population except for Noah and his family. Now, in Genesis, there are faithful servants listed during this time. We don't need to forget them. He has done so from the beginning. And that's almost 6,000 years ago. 6,000 years ago. These elements give us, you and me, the opportunity to overcome and search out His will. Overcome and search out His will. Will we take advantage of this opportunity? The word of the Lord standeth sure amid the mixing and changing and corrupting of men. Who has messed up the truth and the gospel? It wasn't God. It was men. Men. We must seek the one, we must continue to seek the one truth. The Lord Jesus at the right hand of the Father, think about that. The Lord Jesus at the right hand of the Father spent 30 years walking the face of earth, a man with his sin nature that you and I possess. His blood was shed. He died on the stake. He was resurrected. He's alive again. He sits at the right hand of the Father, our high priest and mediator. The Lord Jesus at the right hand of the Father has for centuries beheld the confusions and the commotions and wars that wreak havoc among men in His absence. He has beheld them without surprise. How do we know that? Because He foresaw them and He foretold them. It's in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He said there would be strife and division, that iniquity would abound. He also said something else, and we don't want that to happen to any of us, that the love of many would wax cold. Is that a false statement? Jesus Christ made that statement. The love of many would wax cold. That the trial would be too severe for some. We know of brothers and sisters that have left our community. Some are family members. Our own blood have left our community. That the trial would be too severe for some. But remember this. He that should endure to the end would be saved. He that should endure to the end would be saved. Now you want something positive? Right there it is. That one phrase out of everything I've just read there, he that should endure to the end would be saved. The apostolic age was filled with strife and division. All you gotta do is go read it. It's there. Should we expect any less? There is only one answer, and that answer will help us to stand in the midst of evil and hold fast, unmoved. Think about that. To stand fast, unmoved, in the hope of the gospel, looking to Christ who lives, period. Who lives? Jesus Christ is alive at the right hand of the Father. Looking to Christ who lives. Our life is fleeting away. Think about it. Our life is fleeting away. The battle will soon be over. Be strong and of good courage. Stand fast. Stand fast. Unmoved in the hope of the gospel, looking to Christ who lives. Who lives. Keep close to the Word in daily reading. You know, isn't it sad? We can know that, and yet, we can do that. We cannot stay close to the Word. We cannot go to that Bible daily and read it some. Keep close to the Word in daily reading, and the peace of God will rule in your hearts and minds. Try it. If you're not, it'll make a difference. This will preserve us, and I said us, not just you, I said us, me too. This will preserve us amid all the strife and divisions unto His glorious kingdom. You know, glorious is a wonderful word. A glorious kingdom which will heal all pain and sorrow. All pain and sorrow. And chase, you know, I was talking about that darkness that Jonah was in. Chase all darkness away forever if we can endure to the end. And that's why we're here tonight and this week, to be built up, to be encouraged, so we can stand fast and endure to the end. There have been gatherings here, right here in Martinville, Arkansas, since the 1880s. The 1880s. Think about that. And we have been blessed to be able to spend another wonderful week here at Martinville. Let us, you and me, take this opportunity to build one another up. To build one another up. Are we so hard-hearted? Are we so standoffish that we can't, we're not able to do this? Why don't we try? Let's try it. Let us take this opportunity to build one another up, to stand fast, and to keep that vision of the kingdom forefront on our minds. Now, if Yahweh has a 7,000 year plan, how far could we possibly be from the establishment of that kingdom? How far? I hope that I'm still alive, but I may not be. A lot of us may not be. It may be further than we think. If you would turn to Psalms 103, verse 8 through 14. You know, I bet some of you have read this 50 or 60 times. You do the Bible readings every year. And look at that first verse. Yahweh is merciful and gracious. How can we forget that? Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Now, we know that in the days of Noah, he saved Noah and his family, but he punished the rest of those that were on the earth at that time. But look how many years it was till he finally had enough. Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy, he will not always chide. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. I guess I'll have to say, he has truly been merciful and gracious to me as I look at those two verses right there. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And I think about the life that he has blessed me with. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west. What a way to describe it. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Do we take advantage of that opportunity? Do we even go to the trouble of seeking forgiveness for our shortcomings and for our sins Like as a father pitieth them that fear him, so Yahweh pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. Not very long. Not very long. His days are as grass. And think about this. As a flower of the field, so he flourished. Think about that when we're young and healthy, and it's wonderful. I mean, the thing, just think of the aches, you can stump a toe or turn an ankle. Hardly take a day to get over it. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But, and that but right there is a huge word. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Do you remember my title? Do not be overcome by present conditions. Think about the condition of the world. Think about the condition of the ecclesia. Think about the condition of this little small section of the unamended community that we make up. Do not be overcome by present conditions. Overcome these present conditions. And how do we do that? By staying with His Word and continuing till the Lord returns. And as we stated earlier, He, the one who walked the face of this earth, he did Yahweh's will, he shed his blood on the stake, he was dead, and he is alive, and he is coming back to this earth. Do not be overcome by present conditions. Overcome these present conditions.